welcome everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith, podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels.
You like that one, or you like this one better?
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down.
I like this one better.
On the radio with Brad and Faith, and I got two blind squirrels.
I forgot about this one.
Two blind squirrels at night.
Oh yeah.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
This was the first one, wasn't it?
Yes. Huh. This was the first one. And then we got the new one.
I like these.
So now we have five. We have two from
one
Brad
for every
Bridges.
Day of the week.
Yep.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, we got
five. Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Five. Why are you taking a picture?
I'm taking a picture of my artwork here.
That your brother painted you for your birthday?
That my brother painted me for my birthday.
It was Brad's birthday yesterday.
It won't take.
It was Brad's birthday yesterday, everybody. Happy belated birthday.
They all wished me happy birthday.
He turned 41.
That's a lie.
41.
A lie.
41. We put 14 on the cake. We switched out the numbers. Oh no, I closed my show notes. And he thought that was funny. Your dad got a special kick out of it when I did that.
My dad gets a special kick out of anything that makes fun of me. Just like the rest of the world.
14.
So there you go.
41. You had a good day, didn't you? You got to go swimming at your mom and dad's.
We
got to grill.
Swimming.
Oh, actually, 2 days in a row.
Yes.
We grilled out 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a homemade chocolate cake by your mom and dad, kind of, but they both kind of got mad at each
what
other
was that
about,
about
it. That was a debacle.
What was that cake thing?
That was a cake debacle.
You know, next year when he asks me if I want homemade icing and stuff out of the can.
You're going to say, stuff out of the can. And actually, I was going to make you a cake. And the cake turned out good, but I was going to make you a cake.
Well, go right ahead. I haven't had one yet.
You haven't had a cake yet?
I had crumbled pie. That's what I had.
It wasn't bad.
No, it was awesome. It tasted good.
Yeah, but
it just was
it wasn't a
looking.
Cake.
It was just sad looking.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
But I don't like to
but
take
you know
that
what?
Away. But see,
you know
it's something
really
special that, they
it
like
had
to
love
do for
in
you.
It.
Yeah, it's something that special
they
like to
they
do.
They said, hold up, wait a minute. I'm going to put a little,
love, a little
in
love
this cake.
In it. And, even, and his dad even let him lick the pan that he made it in.
I haven't done that since I was 12.
Yeah, he did it up on the stove. It was hardening as fast as he could lick it.
Me and Helen were scraping the...
We're about to take the pan with you. Did you get some little silver shavings in there with it?
Yeah.
Little
aluminum.
Stainless
steel in there.
Won't hurt anybody.
Man.
Yeah, it was a good day, wasn't it?
We had a really good time, and I got all like my first of all Friday I got my door fixed, my window fixed on my truck, which I'm so happy about. I used it all day today. I wore it out.
See, that's what happened in the first place.
Well, if it breaks this time, I have a warranty.
And now we know it only takes like 20 minutes to fix it.
That's right.
A new motor in it.
Lifetime warranty. Yeah. So there you go.
How come they don't come with a lifetime warranty originally?
Yeah, you would think. The next time I buy a truck, that's what I'm. First thing I'm doing is replacing the motors.
Lifetime warranty.
Warranty on both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, got that done on Friday. I was so happy about that because it's been. You never know that you miss your window so bad until you don't have it for 6 months. And you got to open the door at the drive thru, and people always look at you like, what are you doing? Stay in your car, sir. Don't make me pull my taser out, you know?
No,
my window doesn't work.
I'm just too lazy to get my car fixed.
My window doesn't work. And everybody says the same thing. Oh, you got fresh tint? Because you're not supposed to roll your window today on there
right,
for like
right,
48
right.
hours if you get tinted.
Uh-huh. That's what I do. Uh-huh.
No, my window's broke.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I did. Uh-huh. I got fresh tint.
Fresh tint.
See it? Because I'd be embarrassed that
didn't
I waited 6 months
tint?
To
didn't
fix.
Didn't you have fresh tint last week,
last time
sir?
You went through here? Chick-fil-A knows you well.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
So then also I got this beautiful thing for Father's Day. This is a picture of me and my beautiful wife and my beautiful daughter at Disney World with a rainbow frame and two pieces of
she
paper
took
plate
two paper plates and glued
together.
Them together and
oh,
cut out one.
I better take a picture of this.
She cut out one, and then she cut out the frame, and she glittered the hearts and glued them on. She did it herself.
It's beautiful.
She did that herself.
I'll take a picture.
All I did was help with the concept.
I'll put it in the show notes. Yeah, sure I will. Mm-hmm. And
I think I might have glued that heart on.
Did you really?
I think I might have done that, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. And I got five
shirts. I'm not a big fan of crafts, you know.
Five new shirts for my mama.
Uh-huh.
Because you're sick of looking at my old shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love. I love all five shirts. They were all cool. Mm-hmm. Summer shirts.
One's very Magnum-esque. I told Brad he needed some short, khaki shorts. Those short shorts with a boat, with some boat shoes and grow a stash.
You
can look like, you know, Magnum.
Guess what's on Netflix?
What?
All the episodes of Magnum. Wouldn't you like to see the very first season again? Yeah, because we haven't seen it since.
I'm afraid that they're going to be lame.
But this is what's so.
And
cool.
I have such a fond memory of Magnum.
But look, we can watch the first season of Magnum. All the seasons are on there. The first season of Simon and Simon. Can you imagine how lame those are? With the first season of KoJak.
First
season of Columbo.
I never liked Columbo.
Me either, but yes, I did. Columbo was the best.
Your dad liked Columbo.
I love Columbo. He's funny.
I didn't like Columbo. What about?
I never liked KoJak.
I liked Pierce Brosnan. Oh, Y5O. Now those, I'll watch with you.
What did KoJak used to say? Something baby. Something baby.
what was with Pierce Brosnan?
That was Remington
with the girl,
Steele.
Remington Steele. That's right. And then what's the other one? Don't. You left it in here. I get
to
hold it.
You don't get to play with it because you're going to bang it.
I'm not going to bang
it.
You
always bang it.
I'm not.
You always bang stuff.
Banging.
You're a banger.
I don't know if I take offense to that.
You are. You're a banger. Whatever's on the table, you have to bang.
Mm-hmm. What was I saying?
Back to my story.
Oh, Remington Steele. I didn't know you were telling a story.
Yeah, my birthday story.
Oh. Is that what this is?
So... So Saturday we went to my dad's and we went swimming and had a good time. Mm-hmm. And
played Quiddler.
That was a fun game.
Yeah,
Quiddler. If you've never heard of it, mm-hmm. You have to order it online.
You gotta watch Brad and Carrie, his brother Carrie. You gotta watch him. You gotta watch him with an eagle eye. They are cheaters.
Not a cheater.
They are not a very good speller. Cheaters.
Not a cheater.
Yeah.
Didn't cheat. Not once.
Yeah. You should see him over there.
No.
This has to be a word. I know this is a word. They just make words up.
Well, first they brought...
They make them up.
Okay, first they brought out the game of Sorry.
Yeah, we played that.
Which you have to cheat because it's boring otherwise. It's just a boring
game. He did, and he kept moving your mom around.
She's so mad at me.
Your mom, and his mom got stuck all four of her whatever you call them, Peggy things,
yep.
Got stuck back in like three different times. He sent her back home. Sorry. Because she is Miss Competitive. Your mom,
very competitive.
She won't even let Helen beat her.
Now, when I say I cheated while she was looking.
Well, of course, everybody knew.
I made sure I got caught.
He always got caught, and he always had to get fixed. But otherwise, the game is a beating.
So, but I ended up winning the game.
You did, even though you were the last one with everything out.
Yes.
Oy. And then we played Quiddler, and that was good. But you Quiddler don't know how to spell, so it's not a good game for you.
Yes, it was. It was fun because you don't have to spell short words. It's much better than Scrabble because
you
can
spell when you get the 10, like when you get to the last round where it's 10 cards, and then you're trying to make words out of it, you like make things up.
That's
fun. Move things around. He goes, this has to be a word. Your brother's over there trying to, I got to get more words.
You know what? The best thing was is that you can make multiple words. So you have 10 cards in your hand, and they all have letters on them, and you have to make and you can make multiple words.
But you can make five two-letter words.
So my dad made a sentence. He made Joe eat do. Joe eat do.
It's not that funny.
I giggled for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it. So
it wasn't really that
then
funny.
We went and played croquette.
Croquet.
Is it croquet or croquette?
It's croquet.
What's the salmon?
Croquette.
Ah. So it's salmon croquette.
Salmon.
What'd I say?
Salmon.
What's salmon?
I don't know.
Salmonella?
Another word. Another.
Salmonella is the candles, right?
Salmonella is what you get when you eat raw meat.
What's
chicken.
The candles?
What?
What's the candles that keep away the mosquitoes?
Citronella.
No, that's the princess from the movie.
That's Cinderella.
No, that's a band from the 80s.
No, another Cinderella.
Ah, so we went out and played whatever it was.
Croquet.
Okay. And with mallets and sticks.
Well, that's how you play croquet with.
Yep. Once you got cool enough. yeah. in the evening.
It wasn't a very big, spread out croquet match. No. It was kind of scrunched.
But it was fun, though.
But it was good. And I got second place both times because I kept getting stuck in the sand pit over by the bushes. Yeah. Let's see. Brad won one and your mom won one. And your mom was vicious.
My dad lost.
Yeah, he usually wins though, but he would have lost. But he let Helen win. So. He let Helen not be last. But your mom wouldn't do that.
No, never.
No, she would never in a million years do that.
In a million years, you know what? Uh-uh. It's not that she's being mean. It just wouldn't.
It just wouldn't occur to her.
It just wouldn't occur to her.
I have to win. No,
win. So then we had a great supper that night. We had hamburgers and whatever they were.
Yeah, bratwurst.
And
we hung out.
We talked.
Stuck our feet in the pool while Helen swam at 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Yeah. It was nice.
And then
pleasant.
It was very pleasant and just relaxed. And we usually have plans when we go there because we take the opportunity of free babysitting and we go out.
Well, and we're in Dallas too, which is nice.
So, but we didn't do that this
And
time.
I always have like a big giant shopping list, but I didn't have a shopping list that had to happen. And I really enjoyed not having to go be somewhere. And like feel like I can't swim because I gotta go to Costco and I gotta go to Target and I gotta go here and I gotta go to Kroger and
So this time we didn't do any of that. And then I don't remember when we went to bed, 9 o'clock or so, 10 o'clock I guess it was, whatever. We didn't stay up too late.
I went to bed early.
And I went to bed right after you did. We were watching something on television, I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the next day was my birthday and it was also Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And
we did the same thing that day too.
Went swimming, yeah. And we went to Target and we bought pool toys.
Oh yeah, Brad and I left.
Because we spent so much time in the pool the first day we got bored, so we went and bought pool toys.
Well, it's because everything else has gotten worn out over the years. We've thrown everything away.
So we had pool toys, and then we swam. And I was so burnt that it was almost unenjoyable, but we did it. And had steaks. Oh, they were so good. Steaks for lunch and potatoes and vegetables and rolls and it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had cake and milk.
Yeah, chocolate cake. We talked about the cake.
And then opened presents.
Yay!
And Dad got we bought Dad a power washer, electric power washer. Now you have to know my dad, okay? First off, my dad is a clean freak.
The house number. I won't tell you the name of the street, but his house number is 409.
That's right.
We laughed when we found out that was the house number. And we're like, dad. Really?
Only dad about 409. You know, that's a cleaner. Funny. For you people out there, that's a cleaner.
If you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
He is cleaner than me.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have a job. Well, but you have a job. He didn't have a job. He didn't have kids to look after.
Right.
So, I mean,
He's retired.
He's retired, and he cleans. So
that's what he does.
So I bought him this power washer, this electric power washer. And the reason why I didn't get him a gas one is because he doesn't even have a gas lawnmower because it's too much trouble. He has like an electric lawnmower, and that's just what he likes. Yeah. He likes electric, rechargeable things. And so I bought him me and my brother actually went in together.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, he hasn't paid me yet. And bought him the electric power washer.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, he'll like that. Yeah, he liked it. It was like, that's all he did the rest of the day.
Your mom came to me. You've created it. You don't know what you've done.
He power washed everything. The pool. He power washed the brick. He power washed the fence. He power washed this little stool beside the chair.
Well, all of his cushion holding, like the pool. what do you call those? They're
little
chairs, the containers.
Like tables.
The containers you put all your pool stuff in. Right.
And he was just power washing everything.
Mm-hmm. He cleaned everything. Oh, the diving board? Wow.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to put this away. I'm going to do this all day tomorrow.
So
he said, then next weekend I'm coming to your house. I'm like, come on.
He said he's going to go to my house and wash one board and then leave.
And then leave.
So one board would be clean.
Because he did like the door on the fence. And he's like, well, now I got to do the whole thing.
The whole fence. You're washing off the stain. That's not stain, that's dirt.
It was amazing.
So.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Yeah, so it's fun. And then, like I said, I got shirts, and I got my door fixed, and I got...
Dublin Dr. Pepper.
Dublin Dr. Peppers with real imperial cane sugar.
Yes,
in them.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Oh, baby. I had one tonight. Whew, I could have one later. And they're little 8 ounces. Uh-huh. Perfect. photo. Oh, and my brother made me this artwork, which is on my wall. And it's really cool because it's a cross. It's two people. Well, you'll see it. I put it on the website. I can't describe it. It's like very futuristic. And the sales department.
Telemarketer.
Hold on just a second. Hello? Hello?
Congratulations. You have been pre-qualified for a reduced interest rate on your existing account.
Really?
One now to speak with a representative so your new rate will take effect.
Oh, good. Sure.
Received a reduced rate within the last 48 hours. Please disregard okay. this message.
Isn't this how we got in this mess? Isn't gotten... this how America got in this whole mess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
please reduce... hang it up.
No,
please.
I want to talk to the agent who's involved in this.
No, please hang up.
Did you press 1 to lower your interest rates today?
What? I get a lower interest rate? You're going to lower my interest rate? They hung up on me. How rude.
Oh, what was that?
Are you there? I thought you hung up on me. They did. They hung up on me. I don't think they
couldn't take it. They couldn't take the scrutiny.
Can't take my personality.
The scrutiny.
I had an uncle who used to answer the phone.
Seriously?
Denton County Sheriff's Department.
Isn't that how we got in this predicament in the United States? Given loans just willy-nilly?
Willy-nilly. Oh, you know they wanted something else.
Of course they
did. Sign up for 20 magazines and we'll lower your interest rate by 1%.
We'll give you a new house. Your house payment will be $435.
But you got to sign up for 35 magazines. 35 magazines. Remember Publishers Clearinghouse to go through the whole steps? You'd have to have 100 magazines. How stupid is that? Man. You're in tier 3 now. But I'm getting Popular Mechanics in Spanish.
That's right. And my grandpa used to do all that.
Oh, really?
He was retired. And so we always did the Publishers Clearinghouse mistakes. And he had every magazine known to man. I'd go there like, oh, he'd have a pile of everything. Woman's Day, Southern Living, General Gardens.
Did you ever fall for that scam where they come to your door and he's working his way through college and he's selling magazines? And, you know, you sign up for 3 magazines and $15.
Yeah.
And, oh, okay, well, I'll do that for you, man. Yeah. And help you out, man. Going to college and you're working hard. You're not begging for money.
Right.
Oh, this is so good. I'm an inner city youth. And so you ended up doing it and then you never get your stinking magazines.
Wait a minute, didn't I order a National Geographic at some point?
I
got the 50 Most Beautiful People, and I know I ordered that.
And I didn't get it.
I know Matthew McConaughey was on the cover.
And then if you did get it, it was like you signed up for a subscription. Like the second subscription that comes says, this is your subscription's running out. Please re-up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting that with my Shape magazine now.
Yeah.
Third notice, please pay. I did pay. We just started over. Will, if you'll renew today, we'll give you 3 years for 20 cents. That's basically what they do. Your subscription could be $104, but we'll give it to you for $14.99.
Here's what I don't understand. Those magazines are 90% ads.
I know. What are they charging for?
Why are you paying for?
I know.
Get to get a magazine for
ads. Them free. They should give them to us free. What they should do.
You shouldn't buy them is what you shouldn't do.
I need that Shape magazine.
For the two
it's
articles?
Very
you could
educational.
Probably go on Shape.com and get the articles without
no,
all
you
the
can't.
Paying
nope.
stuff.
They have separate stuff on Shape.com. I use it.
So there you go.
And separate that's why stuff. I like it because it's not completely full of ads. It has lots of stuff in it.
All right.
That and Better Homes. Even though Better Homes has mostly ads.
Ah.
But I got that free, so.
Mm. What am I forgetting for my birthday? I got something else.
I got you that digital photo frame.
Ooh, that was cool. Mm-hmm. I loaded all my pictures on it, took it to work, and sitting on my desk at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little holder for my phone for the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And
my mom hasn't sent you anything yet.
Shame on her.
Wonder if she forgot.
She owes me a present.
Yes, she does.
Anyway, I was pretty excited. Also, I got an HDMI cable for my
yeah, happy birthday to you.
That's right. It was very important because I couldn't watch my Roku without it.
Couldn't have your digital.
Roku.
Have your digital.
So I got my Roku back, and I watched this special last night. You want to get into that?
Not right now.
You want to get into that?
Not on this show. This show's done.
What? No.
Yeah, it's done.
No. 19 minutes and 35 seconds.
It's done.
Come here, Skeeter.
Done.
Come in, Skeeter.
Hey, did you know the president killed a fly?
Yes, he's in trouble with PETA. Cause
yeah. He should have caught it and then taken it outside and let it go.
That's such a... You know, we made fun of PETA 10
that
years ago.
That is insane.
Yeah, I know. We made fun of PETA 10 years ago because we said, that's, you know, one day they're going to be getting on this for killing flies. Well, guess what? The day is here. You can no longer swat a fly.
Yep.
Because PETA, because that's cruelty to animals. If he'd have taken the bug outside, it would have died within the next 12 hours anyway. The lifespan of the bug is, you know, like nothing.
So, we can't swat a fly or we'll... What will happen?
Or you, PETA will get, you'll get a ticket from PETA.
They can't give you a ticket.
You get cruelty to animal violation.
Whatever.
And have to go to jail.
Hey, I saw this poster.
I'm gonna swat a fly.
You'll have to go to jail.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
I'm going to put you in jail.
No, you won't.
I will.
You're my daddy. Of course you won't.
You'll be in daddy jail.
No, you won't.
It's like airport jail. It's a very serious offense.
Yes.
Daddy seems to think airport jail is worse than anywhere.
It is. They can bodily cavity search you without even, like, a good reason.
Yeah. Listen.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
There was a poster advertisement up at Sally Beauty Supply in the window.
Yes.
And it said, tested on whatever
our
name was.
For a product.
Yeah.
And it said, not tested on animals, tested on Kate.
Yeah. Tested on Kate.
Tested on Kate, not on animals.
As in, what's her name's daughter?
You know what? I want everything
Goldie
that I'm going to put on my body. I want it tested on animals. Or something.
I felt sorry for Kate.
Well, I feel sorry for Kate.
Why'd she have to be the one who got tested?
If other people
volunteer. It's a sad day when we have to have things tested on people rather than animals.
Well, if people want to volunteer.
The sanctity of life.
To test stuff for me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, instead of the animals, that's okay. They can do that.
Okay.
So.
That's all right. Just sad. Sad commentary.
Sad commentary on today's life. Can't swat a fly.
Nope. And you can't use...
And you can't vote, evidently, in Iran.
No, apparently not.
Don't vote in Iran.
There's no voting for you. For me, at least.
They had the elections like 30 minutes later. This guy won!
Yeah.
What?
Boy, you counted fast.
How'd you count all them votes so quickly?
Huh.
I don't know.
That's interesting, but they said...
Just take our word for it. He won!
But they're not. They're looting and rioting like...
Like Detroit in the 70s.
They're looting and rioting.
Burn, baby, burn. How do you like them civil rights, Iran, huh? How do you like that? How do you like them apples? Sorry, I'm not a big fan of Iran.
Yeah.
They have that song in the 80s. It's got on my nerves. What?
Do you like that ponytail?
I do.
Mommy,
why is it in Daddy's office?
Banging a ponytail holder now.
Why is it in Daddy's office?
You're wondering what that noise is.
I forgot.
You better put it away.
There's a hammer in here and a ponytail holder.
Daddy forgot to put the hammer away.
Slinky and...
slinky.
$2.74 in change.
What happened to your clean desk?
I don't know. It's gone to pot.
Yep.
So you saw a sign that said this apartment is pot friendly.
I did.
We were going to my brother's apartment, and it said, this apartment is pot friendly.
At least that's what I thought it said. I went, what?
It said
and then it
friendly.
Said pet, and then it was an E, not an O.
It looked like an O.
It looked like an O.
I'm moving in. All right, everybody. So, according to Faith, this show is done. So.
Yeah, because you need to go mow the yard.
I have to go mow the yard.
It's now gotten, the sun's going down enough so that you won't burst into flames when you step outside.
It was hot today.
It was like 98 degrees. I couldn't even, the front door, it burned my hand.
Yeah, I bet.
I unplugged the fountain out front because it was like just.
Boiling? It's like steam coming out the fountain.
It was just. Yeah.
It's like a sauna for birds.
The birds came and sat on it today. They're like, oh,
ouch.
Oh, that hurt.
Say vials con Dios, Helen.
Vials con Dios.
What? Okay.
Coupon squares are gooder than pie.
Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Romans 14.